హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. జగద్గురు శల ప్రభుపాద కీ. డియర్ డివోటీస్, బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ మదర్స్, ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ టు దిస్ వండర్ఫుల్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ గివెన్ టు అస్ బై శల ప్రభుపాద్. మార్నింగ్ వన్ శ్లోక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ భాగవతం, ఈవినింగ్ వన్ శ్లోక్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ భగవద్గీత. దిస్ వండర్ఫుల్ ప్రోగ్రామ్, బ్యూటిఫుల్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ లైక్ టు థ్యాంక్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీమన్ సువాస్ ప్రభు అండ్ హిస్ టీమ్ ఫర్ పుట్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫెస్టివల్. ఐ ఎంజాయ్డ్ వెరీ మచ్. ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్ హ్యాపన్, ఐ హ్యావ్ సన్ బర్న్ యు నో, బట్ దెన్ ఐ టాక్ టు మై గాడ్ బ్రదర్ శ్రీమన్ సువాస్ ప్రభు, హి సెడ్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ గుడ్. దెన్ ఐ చెక్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ విత్ హిమ్, ఐ సెడ్ యూ హ్యాడ్ సన్ బర్న్? ఐ సెడ్ నో, ఐ పుట్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ యు నో దాట్ సంథింగ్. ఐ సెడ్ బట్ దెన్ హౌ యు నో దట్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ గుడ్? ఐఎమ్ సఫరింగ్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ గుడ్ యు నో. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఓన్లీ థింగ్. బట్ ఎనీవే ఇట్ వాస్ వండర్ఫుల్. థ్యాంక్ యూ అగైన్ సువాస్ ప్రభు అండ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బ్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ మై గాడ్ బ్రదర్ సూరా ప్రభు. Very nicely he was singing, though he is not feeling well. He was singing so enthusiastically, beyond my imagination. And all the devotees here, all the mothers, brothers, young, old, everybody was working very hard. Even devotees, those who were from outside, they came and they have gone now. They said, oh, Suhas has a wonderful team, you know. Very nice team, and it was wonderful. And I like to thank book distributor, especially Bhrigupati Prabhu. I was missing him. He used to tell us every morning, Prabhupada, I said, where is Bhrigupati? One devotee couldn't give me a good answer. I don't know where is he. I know now he is here. But before he was not here. So he was doing wonderful job. He distributed so many books. And like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of God and I am nothing before him. But one thing Lord Chaitanya used to say, if someone does some good thing, you know, Lord Chaitanya used to say, I have nothing to give you, I am a sannyasi, let me give you a hug, you know, to embrace him. Similarly, did I give you a hug this morning? No. Yeah, I did. So, I can only give the hug, I have nothing else. I am a pauper in the street, you know. So, thank you all the devotees, all the wonderful Vaishnavas here. They are doing wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యాం నరం చైవానురోతమాం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరియ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవ్యా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భక్తి నేష్టకి. బిఫోర్ రిసైటింగ్ దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, విచ్ ఇస్ అవర్ వెరీ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ కాంక్వెస్ట్, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్టబుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అట్ నారాయణ్, అన్ టు నారాయణ రిషి ద సూపర్ మోస్ట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, అన్ టు మదర్ సరస్వతి ది గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ లర్నింగ్, అండ్ అన్ టు శల వ్యాస్దేవ్ ది ఆథర్, అండ్ శ్రీల సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ ఏ గ్రేట్ సైటర్ డివోటీ, అండ్ అంటు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ అవర్ లవింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ గివర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వండర్ఫుల్ భాగవతం టు ద హోల్ వరల్డ్. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 11 the perfect society, 4 social classes. Verse 21. Please repeat. Sama, control of the mind. Dhamma, control of the senses. Tapa, austerity and penance. Saucham, cleanliness. Santosha, satisfaction. Shanti, forgiveness, being unagitated by anger. Arjavam, simplicity. Jnanam, knowledge. Daya, mercy. Achyuta atmatmam, accepting oneself as an eternal servant of the Lord. Satyam, truthfulness. Cha, also. Brahma Lakshanam, the symptoms of a Brahman. Shamo Damastapa Shaucham, Santosha Shantirarjavam, Jnanam Daya Achyuta Matmam, Tatmatmam, Satyam Cha Brahma Lakshanam, Samo Damastapa Shaucham, Santosha Shantirarjavam, Jnanam Daya Chutatmatmam, Satyam Cha Brahma Lakshanam. Matajis, translation, please repeat. The symptoms of a Brahman are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy. Truthfulness and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. In the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, the symptoms of a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi are all described. The ultimate aim is Achyutatmatmam, to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna or Vishnu. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahman with the above mentioned symptoms. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanavane Vasya Satsudeve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvise Shunyavadi Paschatadi Satarane. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada approved one letter written by Brahmanand Prabhu that I can come and join him as his personal servant in Vrindavan. When I came, I was with him, lot to learn in the association of Srila Prabhupada. Out of his causeless mercy, there was a lot of chastisement also to myself. I feel this was his causeless mercy. So many of you, many senior devotees knows this. There was one Bhagatji. He donated that Gurukul land, Vrindavan, for Gurukul. So once Bhagatji, he used to sit with Prabhupada and chat for a long time. He was very close to Prabhupada. He invited Prabhupada for a prasadam. So Bhagatji was cooking himself, and I was following Prabhupada next to his house. Is very close to our temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir. So he was still in the kitchen. And I was walking behind Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada went to the kitchen and Bhagatji was cooking. So, oh Prabhupada, you came. Bhagatji was excited. He said, yes. So Prabhupada said, oh, here is one my disciple, pointed out to me. He is a Brahmin. And teach him cooking. Prabhupada said in such a way that Bhagatji didn't believe, like Brahman which Prabhupada is making. Then he immediately replied, Prabhupada, I don't believe in these things. Brahman which you are making, they are the real Brahmins. So point I'm making is that here's the symptoms of Brahman. Prabhupada also called me, but I don't have any of these qualities. Symptoms of a Brahman are control of the mind. My mind is not in my control. Control of the senses, senses are not in control. No austerity, no penance, no cleanliness, no satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and complete surrender. None of this quality I have. But again I pray to all of you that please bless me so that I can develop these qualities. I am deprived of these qualities. The qualities which I have, that I cannot describe, Suhas Prabhu, full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, all this I have. They are my ornaments. So, actually, I found one real Brahmin. Can anyone guess which Brahmin I found in my life? Yes, Suhas. Yes, he is a real Brahman. I have seen him so tolerant, so simple, you know. Like, I'm sorry to say, some of our God brothers, they were on the Guru's seat. If I try to talk, I won't name. In Mayapur, I went to see one of my God brother. You know, he was sannyasi, I am sannyasi. And I was talking to him. And then he pushed me out. He said, go now. I am his God brother. Prabhupada sannyasi. By Prabhupada's mercy and by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas in good standing. So far, so good. So he said, oh no, my other disciples are coming, go out. I really felt, see, he is my God brother and he is caring for his disciple, not for his God brother. I really felt very bad. But in the case of Prabhupada, it was so easy to meet him, so easy to talk to him, because these are the qualities of a real, in a real sense, Brahman. It was very easy to talk to Prabhupada. It was not at all difficult. Whereas he was so, you know, such a great acharya who founded this great ISKCON, and he was so busy all the time. But still, it was very easy to meet him and approach him. Let me tell you, another symptom of Brahman, a real Brahman is sitting here. Especially I'm talking, I'm a Shudra, you know. Real Brahman is Prabhupada. And by his mercy, one day, I may also get to the standard, and before I leave this body, I will also come to the Brahmanical stage. You know, I met Srila Prabhupada first time in Delhi. And it was a divine arrangement. We don't have much time. Nobody preached me about ISKCON. Nobody gave me any book about ISKCON. Still, I came to ISKCON. It was totally a divine arrangement. When I came to the temple, there by seeing the deities, I had this intuition that I'm going to spend my rest of life here in this mission. So, then I joined ISKCON Delhi there. It was in Anand Niketan. Those days. Then we moved to the Bengali market, then to the Lajpat Nagar, different places. So, Prabhupada came. Prabhupada, I think, came from abroad, and Sasru Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary. I didn't know who was Prabhupada's servant that time. So, I asked my president, first president was Tejas Prabhu. I said, Prabhu, I like to see Guruji. I didn't know I have to call Prabhupada. So who are you to see Guruji? Even a Prime Minister of India cannot meet him. He, you know, gave me a big jolt. No, I was so anxious to meet Prabhupada. I said, he's not allowing, so how I will meet him? So our temple floor was, first floor was the temple. Deities were there. Next to temple room, Prabhupada's room was there. And it was evening time. I was so anxious. And there was open space, roof, top. And it was dark. And I hide myself, you know, in a corner there. And Sasru Maharaj was sitting with Prabhupada, something, you know, certain things. And I was watching, you know, as soon as he will go out. And then Sasru Maharaj went down. I immediately ran to Prabhupada's room, you know. I forced to Prabhupada's room. When I went, I paid my obeisances. I said, Swamiji, I spoke to him in Hindi. I said, Swamiji, I like to surrender unto your lotus feet. He looked at me. He didn't say, who you are? Who let you come here? Why you came here? Brahmanical qualities, I'm talking about Brahmanical qualities. First time meeting, he looked at me in a very, very, what do you call, very beautiful look he gave to me. He said, Achhi baat hai, it's a good thing. But right now, I'm tired. You can see me later on. He didn't inquire why you came, who brought you, he didn't check, you know. Like we do, oh, nobody should come in and this and that. So, here's the real Brahman. And by his mercy, we can all become Brahman. Actually, you know, Prabhupada gives this example. When you put iron rod in the fire, when iron rod stay in the association of fire, it becomes fire. This example Prabhupada has given many times in his lectures. So similarly, if we are attached to the pure devotee, pure Vaishnava, Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, Brahmin, Srila Prabhupada, think of him all the time. And actually, as Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport, that and to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahmin with the above mentioned symptoms. If one is not Brahmin, then the mission of human form of life cannot be accomplished. The mission is to return back home, back to Godhead. The mission is to attain Krishna Prem. To become a Brahmin is very, very important, as this divine grace has mentioned here. Dear devotees, correct me in the end if you feel I am wrong. And I feel it very strongly. I can become Brahmin simply by the mercy of a great Vaishnava, a Brahmin, full of all Brahminical symptoms, Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes devotee says, oh, Prabhupada is gone, no, he's not here. No, he's not gone, he's here. Why we look to the Rukmini Dwarkadish, we feel they're standing there on the altar. They are there. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata, Gaur Nithai, they are there. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is also here. If I think he's only a statue, no, he's not a statue. There's one very nice aarti in Gujarati language. Wonderful aarti. Vaishnavas are praised and Krishna is praised, Radharani and Tulsi Mata, Shaligram, beautiful. And the one words this devotee is writing, Kaho Pritam Tame Odukho Indane. His name is Pritam. You try to understand the devotees. Kahe Pritam Tame Odukho Indane Harina Jan Hari Jeva. Those who are devotees of Hari Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada. To be a devotee is very rare actually. He is a real devotee. Once two devotees were fighting, he means shouting, screaming at each other. And one said to the other, oh, you cannot defend a Vaishnava. And Prabhupada overheard that. He immediately came to the scene. He said, you are claiming you are Vaishnava? To be a Vaishnava is very rare. He is a real Vaishnava sitting here. If I have put this dress of a sannyasi, put on tilak, if I think I am Vaishnava, I think this is very wrong on my part to think like that. Vaishnava, to be a Vaishnava is very, very rare. And very rare Vaishnava Srila Prabhupada is sent to us by Gaur Nithai Radha Krishna to save us from going to hell. So, this devotee is saying, Harina Jan Hari Jeva, those who are devotees of Hari, Krishna, they are like Hari. Every morning we sing, Sakshad Hari Tvena Samasta Shastre, Ruktas Tatha Bhavayat Eva Sadvi, Kintu Praboriya Priya Eva Tasya, Bande Guru Sri Charana Ravindam. Devotees of Krishna, they are like Krishna. Of course, Krishna is the only Krishna. But devotees also, Prabhupada said in the spiritual world, they are all same. Prabhupada has mentioned this. In the spiritual world, Mother Jasoda is there, Nanda Baba is there. Nanda Baba, he used to ask Krishna, Kana, Krishna was very small. Go and bring my wooden slippers. Hey, who is Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is Nanda Maharaj? He is a devotee. And Kana, go and bring a so big slippers, he will lift one slipper of his foster father Nanda Baba on his head and bring to him. And Nanda Maharaj is looking and he is very pleased. So in the spiritual world, devotee chastised, Mother Yashoda chastised Krishna. And Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. In the spiritual world, though Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but those who are in the spiritual world, they are also like Krishna. And they sometimes ride on the back of Krishna, play with Krishna, do so many wonderful things. So, to be a devotee is very, very rare. Once, Srila Prabhupada has disclosed this to one of our God brother. When I have also phoned Prabhupada once in a mood, in a transcendental mood. When I phoned, first let me tell you my mood when I phoned Srila Prabhupada. When I came from Africa as a servant of Srila Prabhupada, and then we came to Bombay, and I think, yeah, same time, Bombay we came, and our God brother, His Grace Shriman Ambarish Prabhu, he, I think, sent a telegram that time, 1975. That time, Bombay Temple construction was going on. It was started and digging was there. Construction was there. So, he said, Prabhupada, how much money I should transfer from US to India for your Bombay project? So, Prabhupada said, I don't know, it's up to him how much he wants. And Shriman Ambarish Prabhu, he transferred ₹500,000. That time it's very big value, 75. ₹500,000. So Prabhupada, I went to for some reason for Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's room. And he was in a transcendental mood. He said, are you been to Australia? I said, no, Prabhupada. I will pay your ticket, you can go to Australia. And visit Australia. Means transcendental mood that I have seen once. And other transcendental mood, Srila Prabhupada mentioned to one of our God brother. He said, Krishna asked me to go and preach. I said, no, I don't want to go to this horrible place. Krishna said, no, no, you go and I will make all the arrangement. So he was in a transcendental mood that time. So Srila Prabhupada, what he has done, dear devotees, all of you are very sincere, serious devotees, senior devotees. We can understand, it's not easy job what Prabhupada has done. Only, and I heard in question answer, His Grace Sriman Rameshwara Prabhu, he was saying that he was Shaktivesha Avatar. Beyond any doubt, he is a Shaktivesha Avatar. He is an empowered incarnation. Otherwise, nobody can do like this. What he has done. Came with $7. At the age of 7, he landed here. No friends, no money. So much hardship is going, undergoing. But Krishna is with him. Radha Rani's mercy is upon him. Gaur-Nitai are in his heart all the time. And he is preaching. How preaching started? Tompkins Cure Park, standing and chanting. This way preaching can go on? No! But pure devotee can do anything. One who is empowered by Krishna, he can do impossible possible. Srila Prabhupada is standing there and chanting. And his speaking, his singing is so powerful. I met one person in Africa and he was a tailor. I went to see him for some reason. So, he said, oh, I heard your Guru Maharaj singing, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. It's so beautiful, touch the heart. See, Prabhupada is singing very simple way. Even in one place he has mentioned this, that one should not try to become professional. Professional singers Prabhupada didn't like. We cannot please Krishna by professional, like we have a professional singer in India. His name is Anoop Jalota. He drinks, he eats meat. He sings bhajan. Very big singer. What can have, you know, singer he is, you know. I met his father, Purushottam Jalota. He's also a very famous guy in Chicago. I happened to be into that house, and a lady was learning singing from Purushottam Jalota. So I happened to talk to him, and he's very famous in India, Purushottam Jalota. But Anoop Jalota is more famous than his father. And in the course of talk, I said, "Do you eat meat?" "Yes." "You drink?" "Yes." I said, "What kind of bhajan singer you are?" He said, "Oh, we are the artist. We sing bhajans." These kind of people clap, and you know, when he sing, he will sing, you know, "Ah," very long. People, "Ah, very nice, very nice, very nice." And this Anoop Jalota has changed three wives, you know. One after another, he spoiled three families. One Mataji, who was his victim, I happened to speak to her. I met her, met him, Anoop Jalota, in London. And this Mataji was there. And he gave up her. Now he's looking for another woman. So this is going on. And Srila Prabhupada refuted all this nonsense. And another nonsense, Prabhupada refuted repeatedly, that the so-called Brahman, caste Brahmins, they have no Brahminical qualification. In a qualification, they may be a cobbler, Prabhupada has mentioned this. And when they claim you are Brahmin, what kind of Brahman they are? And these caste Brahmins have ruined our Vedic culture, Prabhupada has said this. So, we need to become, especially I need to become a Brahman in a true sense, which I am not. Please, don't think. Sometimes people say, "Oh, one man came to me." He said, you know, in ISKCON and in Gaudiya Math, "I haven't seen any Brahman sannyasi. You are Brahman sannyasi. Can you give me sannyas?" I said, "No, I don't want to give you sannyas. So I don't know who you are. And but you are Brahmin. Give me the sannyas." I said, "No." I didn't give him sannyas, you know. I said, "No, I can. I have to follow my organization's rules and regulations." He was after me. So, why birth has no meaning, but devotees and internet listeners. We have to become real Brahman, Brahman in a true sense. And by the mercy of Prabhupada, we can all become. You have to put Prabhupada in the center. Pushing Prabhupada aside, but to speak of becoming a Brahman, I cannot become even a good Shudra. To become a Brahman is very rare. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, we can. And we can develop all these wonderful qualities. The symptoms of a Brahman are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness. One thing, I don't have any of these qualities, but I am not forgiving, you know, this is very bad. If someone does to me something, I keep on cursing him, "Why this guy has done like this?" So this is very bad. This is worse than Shudra's qualities. It's not a Brahminical qualities. So forgiveness is very, very important. Now I have seen Srila Prabhupada was very forgiving, very, very forgiving. In Vyas Puja book, one devotee who used to come 26 Second Avenue, New York, and in the early days, you know, all the hippies, you call women are also hippies, both are hippies, male hippies, female hippies, what the women are called? Both hippies. So they will come. I didn't hear. They will come and His Divine Grace will cook with His lotus hand. Prabhupada has a miracle in His hand, I have seen, you know. His cooking was so transcendental. I cooked for Him. He asked me to cook for him also. Twice he asked me. And once in 1975, he asked me, Prabhupada said, Now, Yugandhar, can you cook for me? I said, Prabhupada, I didn't say, but I thought in my mind, Prabhupada, I have only taste for eating. I have no taste for cooking, you know. I said, Prabhupada, I don't know cooking. He kept quiet. 77, again he asked that, this woman is cooking for me for 17 days. I haven't taken prasad. Can you cook for me? I remember, as Prabhupada asked me before, he's asking me again. I said, Prabhupada, I don't know, but I can try. Yes, try. I tried, and one Mataji, Shruti Rupa, wife of Abhiram, very nice person. I don't know where is she. She's somewhere. She brought one full gallon of sandalwood oil, that time $1,400 for Prabhupada. Prabhupada used to sandalwood oil. He was very good mother, very nice. And she helped me cleaning the pots, and I cooked for Prabhupada. By his mercy, first day he liked the cooking. He said, while eating, he ate 2-3 chapatis. He said, don't teach anyone. I said, Prabhupada, I don't know. I kept quiet. I said, I don't know anything. What can I teach others? I don't know how to cook. So, don't teach anyone. And this is to your eternal credit. So, 75, I was cooking for him. He asked me, not very good cook. So then he came to the kitchen. And personally, I think it was 77. He came and teaching, do like this, do like that. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary. I was Prabhupada's servant. And that cooking was there. Under the directions of Prabhupada, I was doing. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj ate the remnants, prasadam of Prabhupada and others. So he liked so much. He said, Prabhupada, can we do one day? Invite some senior devotees. And he can cook and you can guide him. Prabhupada kept quiet. He didn't say anything. So, point I'm making is cooking was wonderful, transcendental. 26 Second Avenue, His Divine Grace will cook with His lotus hands, serve those hippies. Because He served with His own hands, He's cooking prasadam. That's why hippies become happy. Otherwise, it was not possible to change these hippies, you know. They were so strange looking and so strange, you know. Now there's another version, is a punks. I saw one punk. He was favorable. I like this. Hey, what is this, you know? Haircut, punk, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada, he changed the hippies to happy because he gave them the prasadam, cooked with his lotus hand, offered to Krishna, Radha Rani, Gaur Nithai, and they forgot everything. So, Prabhupada's humility, his greatness, great Brahminical quality, hippies will come there in 26 Second Avenue, one devotee is writing. And they will take the prasadam and leave the dirty plates there. And what Srila Prabhupada will do, he will wash those dirty plates. He's writing in the offering, Srila Prabhupada, we were so fallen, we used to make you wash our dirty plates. This is Prabhupada. A real Brahman, real Vaishnava. These qualities are very rare. I met many Brahman, many saints, sadhus in India. From my young age, I had this hobby of meeting sadhus and saints. I haven't found anyone like this. He is very, very rare, very, very special. And he is the only one. But one thing he did bad to me, Srila Prabhupada. Can I tell you people in confidence? Yes or no? You won't tell anyone? Sura is quiet. Can I tell Sura? He is not saying anything. Can you say from your mouth? Thank you. One thing bad, Prabhupada, did you decide whether it's bad or good? He stole my heart, you know. I am living without heart. Is it a good thing or bad thing? Who will say? only he could do. This is a very good thing. I'm just giving you the surprise. He didn't do any bad to anyone. But he was only one who stole my heart. I only miss him in my life. I don't miss anybody else. My mother was very dear to me, but she left. But after I met Prabhupada, I only miss him in my life. I don't miss anybody. So, Srila Prabhupada, the real Brahman, full of all these Brahmanical qualities, now he is in the spiritual world with his Lord Krishna, and he is stressing upon this point to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. One has to become a Brahmin with the above mentioned symptoms. Dear devotees, please don't mind my frankness, because I came to know from my Guru Maharaj, he was very frank, but he was emblem of all wonderful qualities. But I don't have any quality, but I try to be frank, you know. This is from Tumal Krishna Maharaj's diary. You can make note, April 28, page number 16. To become Brahmin. Prabhupada has mentioned here something. Kindly make note of this, all of you, all the mothers, all the brothers, all the young, all the old, all the internet listeners also. They must be listening, eh? Subhas Prabhu, listening? They can look at me. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I am reading the, you know, important from this Prabhupada's diary. And don't mind if you don't like. I hope you will like, all of you. Because this Prabhupada's words are not my words. Srila Prabhupada spoke very strongly about our society not existing for the purpose of sense gratification. Like here? Okay. This was in connection with paying salaries to devotees and supplying special facilities for Grihasthas. Prabhupada stressed that Krishna consciousness meant Vairagya. One who was not interested yet in developing Vairagya could not be maintained by the society. Otherwise, the whole institution would become weakened. If Grihasthas were rendering essential service, the temple could provide living facilities, but they had to work voluntarily, not for salaries. Dear devotees, this is the first and foremost qualification to become a Brahman. If I'm working for some remuneration, then how I claim to be a Brahman? I'm a Shudra. And by His mercy, we are trying in a remote area in Udhampur. We have about 125 devotees there, Grihasthas, Brahmacharis. None is paid a single cent even. None is paid even one paisa. They're all volunteers. They're all working. And Prabhupada is maintaining us. 125 people every day eat there in the temple. And by Prabhupada's mercy is going on. And to become a Brahman means selfless service. Not expect anything in return. Anyone who works for some remuneration, then he is not Brahman. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they don't work. Brahmanical qualities are these. Then Kshatriya's administration, Vaishya's Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma Savabajam, Shudras, they serve. They are the Shudras. To Prabhupada's wish, all of us to become a Brahman. I haven't become Brahman, but by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas here in New Dwarka Dham, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, I am trying. And by Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada also wish, as he is saying here, very clearly in the purport, that I repeat, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahman with the above mentioned symptoms. Because Krishna consciousness is very, very important. Otherwise, hell is waiting for me. It's very, very troublesome in the hell. Very, very painful. My stupid mind may say, oh, I don't believe in hell. You don't believe in hell because you're already in hell. What is the value of your believing or not believing? The mind is dirty, mind is a hellish mind. I don't. Mind says, oh, you do this. We will see. When you will be forced to see by Yamdutas, then you will come to your senses. So, to become a Brahman is very important. And all of you are good, but we have to become more good. So that we can become instrumental in this great mission, perfect our life, and become instrumental to perfect the lives of the others. Thank you very much. And all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Any question, any comments anybody has? Please feel free. Don't go. Don't run away. Somebody may have one question. Suhas, not Suhas, but Sura, what is the question? You are saying, no question, Mataji, anybody? It means all of you agree with me? Say yes. If you don't say yes, then it means you didn't agree. All of you agree?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol, internet listeners, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada bless all of you. And please come to the Mangala Aarti every day, internet listeners, and please to Prabhupada. Distribute Prabhupada's books and be blessed. I'm talking to internet listeners. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Subhas, and everybody.
You are my devotee and my friend. That's why I am giving this most confirmation knowledge, Bhagavad Gita to you.
Near Matsaranam Satam. And then you get that Avaruchite.
Yes.
You capture. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
And Ms. Haribod, I am transferring this blessing to you. And make sure that the flower don't fall on the ground. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. You are
here.
Which year you were in 72?
Right in the other room there.
Here?
Yeah.
So you are in your room?
Yeah.
You know, please distribute Prabhupada's books.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And preach. And actually...
Why don't you put your hand on my hand and say that? I got one from you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.